From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's Wesley Michael Hayes and his band.
I just left the county courthouse with my new bride-to-be. We were filling out all the papers. We were gonna start a family. Well, imagine my surprise. I fell down on my knees and got sick. She got me so drunk that I didn't even know that she done played a damn dirty trick. I'm headed for a mountain. You ain't no damn good. I'm headed for a mountain. It's like you knew I would. Yeah, I just swam across the river. I'm running through the woods. I'm headed for a mountain. You ain't no damn good. I think I'm gonna grow my beard out. That's what they do in a mountain life. I'm gonna be a Jeremiah Johnson and take a panther for my bride. Well, it can't be no more worse than living with the likes of you. Yeah, I'm king of the hill and my right man is a grizzly bear named Boo. Yeah, I'm headed for a mountain, cause you ain't no damn good. I'm headed for a mountain, just like you knew I would. Yeah, I just swam across the river. Like you knew I would. Yeah, I just swam across the river. I'm running through the wood. I'm headed for a mountain. There ain't no damn good. I'm headed for a mountain. Cause you ain't no damn good. Yeah, I'm headed for a mountain. Just like you knew I would. Yeah, I just swam across.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 683rd live concert performance. Yay! Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Wesley Michael Hayes. As a true holder of the title Okie from Muskogee, Wesley grew up a country boy with a passion for sports and music. Wesley is not in the business of writing music to escape from life. Rather, his music is an outlet, and Wesley prides himself on the raw and emotionally honest quality of his lyrics. Having a background of playing several different instruments, the music itself seeks to bolster his writing, adding depth to lyrics that look for a way into the hearts of whoever happens to be in the audience. Let's please welcome Wesley Michael Hayes and his band to Red Barn Stage.
Looking for a lover, someone to call his own. Must have been walking down the same street, 'cause people write books about how they would meet. She said, baby, hold on to me. You can look around forever, you won't find another like me. She said, baby, hold on to me. You can search the world forever, you won't find another you'll see. Years flew by, she was all alone, chasing kids, always on the phone, thinking to herself, gotta be more than this. He was working 80 hours a week, coming home flat dead on his feet. And she said, baby, you too tired to give me a kiss. Must have been thinking on the same page. He took a breath away like a good old days. She said, baby, hold on.
Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee. We're here on Red Barn tonight with Wesley Michael Hayes and his fine band of friends. they're here from a part of the country we maybe don't know much about, at least most of us here in the room, and I suspect there are many listeners who don't either. All from Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Randy,
I'll let Randy tell you where he's from.
Randy Todd.
Originally from California.
You are?
Yeah, I moved out here from the Bay Area in 1999.
You didn't move out here. You moved out there, you mean?
I moved out here. Followed my parents back. They're originally from here, or from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Helped them build a house. Was going to go back to California, but never made it back.
All right.
Love it out in Oklahoma. So that's where I stayed.
Nice.
At this bar in Dallas, gonna have myself a beer. In walked this two-tone fruit, said, you mind if I sit here? No, I didn't want to sit beside him. Then he followed me into the bathroom. And out of 15 stalls, he was next to mine. So I had to piss on his boots. And when he jumped back and squealed, I just gave a grin. I said, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again. Going back to Oklahoma at the strip club in Tulsa on a July afternoon. A real sexy mama gonna show me a full moon. She said, now come on, where's your dollar bill? I said, I know that you can't be bought. And when she turned back around, I just couldn't resist. I slipped a penny in a coin slot. When she jumped back and squealed, she said, no, you didn't. Said, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again. Come on, Randy.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Woo. Just finished my show. Walked in the green room. Everybody was rolling homegrown. They said, boss man, don't you get mad. I said, boys, by now you ought to know that I'll be right back with a Mountain Dew and a big bag of Cheetos. And if you roll on again for another time, I'm gonna do it again, do it again, do it again. All right, let's have a sing-along, y'all, like we do in church. Now don't bring me no whiskey, cause I'll howl at the moon. Said the sun don't shine on the same dog's ass every sunny day at noon. Oh, no, you're looking at me kind of funny. Oh, no, no, don't you worry about me. I'm from a Pentecostal mama and a hell-raising daddy. And if he send me around for another run, I'm gonna do it again, do it again, do it again. And if he send me around for another run, I'm gonna do it again, do it again, do it again.
So Mike Tillman is our bass player here tonight. Where are you from in Oklahoma?
I'm from Coweta, Oklahoma.
Coweta?
I am.
What would be one place where you would absolutely insist that we stop?
The stoplights. Insist on it. Yeah, the police will follow you.
Mike Tillman.
Yeah, Roy's Chicken, there's a...
Roy's Chicken?
Yeah.
Tell me about Roy's Chicken.
It is incredible. Not as incredible as a dinner you guys fed us, but... It's pretty close.
Do they do a special kind of chicken out in Oklahoma?
They're just cooked. That just happens to be a local restaurant that's been there since like 1970.
And how long have you been in Coweta?
1971.
Let's keep going around the horn. How about Steve Parnell on lead guitar?
Let's see. I live in Payden, Oklahoma.
Payden?
Yes. If you took a map of Oklahoma and folded it in fours and then opened it back up and pushed a push pin right in the crease in the middle, you'd hit my house with it. There weren't many people there. There was 14 people in my senior class, and 12 of us graduated. So, and that ain't a joke. That's the truth. So I was one of them. We moved out there when my dad bought a horse farm. There's not much to tell about it. It's Oklahoma. Not much to it.
Little known fact about Steve, he won't brag about this, but his dad was a starting wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders, and Steve himself is a United States Navy SEAL.
Well, it was Cherokee County back in 93 when that damned old devil got the best of me, waiting in the church parking lot on a Wednesday night before I met you. I'd been living right, didn't want to backslide, but who needs help? Friends like mine, when I got to the dorm, they said Buzzard's Roost Dollar draft night. I'd just sit down with my drink, you see, when I felt the creepy crawly on me, and I looked down and I couldn't believe my eyes. It was a cross-eyed snake with just one fang, and he shot that poison venom in me, and I said, I'll be back. I think I'll ride a hit of Ballarat, a headed cop in my son. Yeah, one cross-eyed, I think he was missing a thing. Well, he hits with a lisp and he slithered with a limp. No, I'm drunk, but I'm telling again, it was a rider-headed cop of my son. I swear it was. At the table with my friends, you see, I have Billy, two banging Money P, but the only one that offered to help me was my man Steve. He said, oh, you drunk, it was just a bug, man. He said, here's my keys, and hey, good luck. With friends like that, who needs enemies? Well, Steve was no help, cause he couldn't drive a stick, but I popped that clutch and lickety split. Headed to the local ER in Tahlequah. I said, look at here, Doc, I'm in a fix. My knees are getting weak and I'm feeling kind of sick. He said, son, there's only one thing to buy, so one thing. It must have been a rattle-headed cop of rock, son. Yeah, one cross eye and I bet he was missing a thing.
Yeah, he hits with the lisp and he's living with the limp. He's a little drunk, but I gotta ask if he was a rattle-headed cop of rock, son.
I was going to finish what I began, but when I looked in the yonder, the police had the road blocked off. They had them all lined up and cuffed and stuff, and at the back of the line, leaning on the trunk, was that cross-eyed sucker I knew I'd recognized. Well, we put a little closer, and to my surprise, he pointed at me and said, that's the guy, he's the reason I got a DUI. I see you ought to be careful about who you fight, cause you headed to the bogey for a long, long night. You just became a Cherokee kind of legend that'll never die about a
rattle-headed cop of my son. Yeah, one cross eye and a bang, you was missing a thing. Well, he hits with a lisp and he's living with a limp. No, I'm drunk, but I'm telling again, it was a rattle-headed cop of my son.
Go on now. Thank you.
When did your dad play for the Raiders?
1969. I was brand new. He was coming out of the service at the time. I didn't know much about it. I just remember he broke his knee pretty early on, and after he did that, after he got cut, we went back to Tulsa, where I've been ever since.
Wesley Michael Hayes.
My dad got on the fire department. My grandpa was a captain on the fire department in Tulsa. My dad got on the fire department there with broken knee and all, and he retired from that. He raced horses. He found a place in Payton. That's where we're at now. So Wes said to tell you about my uncle. My uncle Keith Coleman, he's a fiddle player for Bob Wills and Texas Playboys. So
Wow. My
whole family's from all over around there, and they all play music of some kind or another.
All right.
She was born in the fall of 45 in a two-room house full of love and pride, about 15 miles from Highway 69. On a farm she was raised with a family, never having much money, only what they need. She was one of 7 mouths her daddy had to feed. She could milk a cow, hook a horse to plow if she had to. She could bait a hook, throw a punch or two, she would fight you. She never needed the finer things, only love and joy and peace. That was my mama, that woman from McLean. Write a line in here for my daddy. Well, the years flew by, she was quite a prize. She would turn the head of a young man's eyes from the shores of California, her love ride. And he would bring a joy and he would bring a pain. He would bring a damn near everything. Probably more than one heart ever could survive. It seemed that giving life to my sister now wasn't quite enough. She couldn't tame the heart of the man she loved, it was just too tough. She never gave us the finer things, what we had was what we needed. That was my mama, that woman from McLean. Now she's gray and old and her story's told. Don't know what I'll do when he calls her home. Only I can tell her story with a song. I'm gonna tell her now what she means to me, with some words of rhyme and a melody. Every mama in this world can sing along. Yes, she gave her best when she had the chance that her life would bring. But she never knew she would raise a boy that could play and sing. I hope to give her the finer things, like the joy the song would bring. Oh, my mama, that woman from McLean.
Stacy, nice vocals over there.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us about you and where you're from.
Well, I'm from Westville, Oklahoma, and it's on the far eastern side of the state, right by Arkansas.
Stacy Hustis.
And I'm a teacher. I teach junior high and high school students, and my husband and I both graduated from Westville, and all three of our children, and so now we're there shoveling them through as fast as we can.
How old are they?
Our kids are 29 and two 27-year-olds almost.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. I had our first grandson 5 months ago, and he's the greatest thing ever.
And how did you end up hooking up with these guys, with Wesley? And
Wes is also a teacher and a coach, and we kind of had some of the same friends and acquaintances. And my husband also played some college basketball around the same places as Wes, and they knew each other. And I had gone back and forth from different groups and country and gospel. And Terry said, you know, if you really want to sing and you want to sing often, you need to get hooked up with Wes. So, and I started singing with him about 4 years ago. He doesn't have the heart to tell me not to show up anymore, so I'm still here. So.
That old train coming by my house at midnight would wake me up. Through my window shined a bright light, and I would sit up and look around, but there ain't nothing going on in this town except that old train at midnight. That old train coming by my house at sunrise still takes me back to a simpler time in my life when we would ride our bikes chasing girls and killing time. That old train of sunrise. That old train. Go on now.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wesley Michael Hayes. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Wesley Michael Hayes after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.